This is Akashvani, the news read by Meenakshi Sant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, rural states will be participating in a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues in the national capital today. Our correspondent reports, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will preside over the meeting and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also participate in the deliberations. All states and UTs expressed unanimous solidarity and support to the armed forces on Operation Sindoor during the Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi yesterday. Briefing media in New Delhi, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam said that there was anger over what happened in Pahalgam and everybody commended the role and valour of defence forces and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He said that during the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed that achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat would require the strength of Team India, which was shown during Operation Sindoor.
Operation Sindoor is not a show of army strength. It has to be converted to social strength because society came out and supported our action. Similarly, Viksit Bharat is not the idea of a chief minister or an individual or anybody in the system. It has to get converted into a people's movement.
The all-party parliamentary delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha reached Seoul, South Korea yesterday evening from Tokyo as part of India's outreach with countries in the region on the significance of Operation Sindoor. This three-day visit will strengthen ongoing efforts to further India's principled and resolute stance of zero tolerance against terrorism in all its forms and manifestation. During the course of their visit, the delegation will engage with senior officials of South Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, dignitaries from the National Assembly of South Korea, and senior representatives from prominent think tanks and media. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar inaugurated the National Conference of Councils representing the Election Commission of India in New Delhi yesterday. Senior advocates from the Supreme Court and 28 high courts, including its benches across the country, along with the officials and 36 CEOs of all states and UTs, participated in the conference. This initiative is aimed at strengthening and reorienting the legal framework of the Commission to meet emerging challenges more effectively by achieving synergy. Heavy rain and strong winds lashed Delhi NCR late last night, bringing much-needed respite from the scorching summer heat. However, uprooted trees and waterlogging hampered vehicular traffic in several areas of the national capital. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has announced that the government will organize Khelo India Northeast Games in one of the 8 states every year. Addressing Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025 in New Delhi, he said that the government is fully committed to strengthening the sports ecosystem in the region through multiple initiatives. In shooting, India's Shambhavi Shravan Kshirsagar clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF Junior World Cup 2025 in Germany last night in Seoul. Moreover, another Indian, Ojaswi Thakur, bagged a silver medal in the same event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.